in the schools where that success pattern looked better, the competition isn't as severe. And I'm for that. Our dropout rates were low in that school. That's good.
What level was this high school?
Well, the junior high, ninth graders in the junior high school, and 10th level, 12th graders in high school.
Mm.
They come out that high. But the subjects that are carried by these kiddos contribute some to the grades that they might make, too. Because not many of our Oratown students can successfully do a sound college prep course. They are too far behind. We seldom get one through algebra with strong enough grade to go into chemistry. And for years they've required algebra and geometry and chemistry on a college prep course in a foreign language.
Isn't this still the case?
It's beginning to drop off.
Oh, is it really?
It's beginning to drop off. The colleges are finding that they're keeping lots of fine kids out of college because they don't have math requirements, that will never use any math any place in their work.
Mm-hmm.
And they're starting to look at this. They're also starting to look at the foreign language requirements. I had to have foreign language.
Yeah.
The only thing I've had any use for is Navajo, and I can't learn it. I tried last year. It's too stupid. It's slow. I needed 4 years of it, and all I could get was 1 year. I couldn't get in the class this year because it was offered in the daytime. I couldn't go.
It is Bob Young's class.
He's teaching it now. He wasn't teaching it then.
No, I know. I had a couple of really good interviews.
But I sure wanted another year of it.
Oh, but that's
I think I probably got a semester's work accomplishment out of my full year. Just that tough for me.
I don't think that's unusual.
I'm not talking about what you came to talk about.
Maybe you've mentioned this, but we've been rambling around. What specific programs are now in existence for Bordertown kids?
All we have for the Bordertown kids is a night tutorial program.
Now, what is this?
We have permission from our administration to take teachers from the schools that the kiddos attend, to get them to come to the dormitories at night to help the kids with their homework. We have for the Bordertown kids is a night tutorial program.
Now, what is this?
We have permission from our administration to take teachers from the schools that the kiddos attend, to get them to come to the dormitories at night to help the kids with their homework.
And this started?
It's a Title I program. Well, it started about 5 years ago.
This program?
The tutoring did.
With the Bordertown?
Yeah, with the Title I,
okay.
BIA,
right.
Title I monies.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going in the last 6 weeks of school, picking up the kids that were flunking, busing them down to a location to meet with tutors, try to bring them up.
Hmm.
I was involved with that and could not keep, the dormitories couldn't get the kids on the bus. They'd run out and hide. We start to unload the buses, they'd run and hide. We'd get them in the classrooms, they'd hide. They didn't want to go. The end of school, 3 years behind, and trying to tutor them to catch them up in the last 6 weeks of school. That's a waste of money. We found a way. We still haven't been able to modify the program. We still get our funding each year. For this year, I was told just in February how much money we'd have for this year. See? But I have been able to hold funds over so we can start the tutoring in September. They let me extend the funding. So the program has been trying to run it the year round.
I see.
Tutoring at night. And the APS putting some money in it helped that too, see.
Really?
The 14-4
that they put
into it. Oh, we had to have it because this year they just gave us 1/3 of the Title I money that we'd had the year previously.
Why is that?
Well, we are funded according to the number of out-of-state kids. Title I.
Title I.
Based on the number of out-of-state kids in the Border Town program. And they do this for all the schools, Border Town schools. And the Border Town schools are funded, their Title I programs are funded after BIA schools' Title I needs are taken care of. The money that's left in the till then is divided up on a per capita basis. And I don't write a program and ask for money. I always do, but it doesn't work that way. They then notify us how much money we're going to be allocated, and I rewrite the program to fit the money. But APS coming through with this 14-4, our push hasn't been entirely wasted. We got that, we got our foot in the door.
That was really big of APS.
It was a start. That's all I can say.
I know.
And
we're
broke.
Than nothing.
This school system is broke. I can't get mad at Phil Gonzalez, whose job is to try to find money from every source that he can to do all the things that we need to do in this system. That's his job.
What would the school system do without BIA money? And
well, the cream on this little deal amounts to $1.50 a head for the whole school system. If they lost it, that's all they'd lose. We're so big.
The BIA funding, you mean?
Yeah.
The total funding for the Indian students?
The profit. The profit we make on the kids. Is the money I'm fighting for.
Yeah, but you can't consider it per head.
You've got to pay for
their
seats.
Yeah, you can't consider it per head.
Well, but that's the way it goes. It's in the general fund and it's spread out. Yeah. Except we got 14-4 of it, and we've got my salary if you want to count that.
Okay.
So we've got our foot in the door. We're making some progress, but it's too slow. These kids are graduating and not having the help they need. They're not graduating. We're letting them out of school with a diploma. I said that. We try to keep them around. Where was I?
The $14,000 at APS.
We couldn't function with our tutoring program. We tried to cover the major fields. Science, math, English, social studies, in four dorms, grade school and three dorms, grade school dorm and three other dorms. Try to cover those major fields, and then any elective subject that there are a sufficient number of kids in. Try to keep somebody down there at night to help the kids, because they need help so much, and I couldn't help my kids with their math courses, you know, at home. Well, the dorm mates haven't as much education as I have. They can't help them. So we try to keep some teachers down there. They give us permission to do this. It's against the rules for a teacher to tutor their own kids for pay. You see how that could work?
Sure.
It's against the rules. But we got special permission to do this. Because, in my opinion, what we needed more than the tutoring was to build a student-teacher relationship, which can be done in a kid's home that can't even be done by staying with them after school. If you can work with that kid in his home, off the school grounds, away from the school situation, you can get to be friends easier than you can at school, I think.
Was there a good teacher response?
Not a heavy teacher response, no. Just to point the finger at my closest buddies, good friends, master teachers, the kind you want down there. Several things keep them from doing it. In the first place, that good teacher doesn't quit when they go home anyway. They work every night on their schoolwork. A second reason, I would discourage someone from coming down that has family at home. I almost lost mine giving my time 12 hours a day to APS. So I discouraged that. Yeah, it's kind of hard to find tutors. I get church group. We can have a tutor for every kid down there. But that does not build a relationship with that kid and a teacher at school. They need friends on campus,
sure.
And it works.
Sure.
I have tutors who didn't really believe this was true when we started it, but have been working with us that will say, Johnny, I've known these kids ever since they've been in the system and never had one speak to me in the hall, had to force replies in class. And after working with them down here getting acquainted, they yell at me in the halls and they volunteer in class.
Oh my God.
And there's no carryover. If you get next to that kid in class and then he comes to me next period and I haven't been, don't know him that well, he's the same.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Teach him to like me because they like you.
Yeah.
We need 650 teachers in the dorm at night to get acquainted with 300 kids.
How many do you have?
Ma'am?
How many teachers?
We would use about 20 to 25 teachers. It works best if we get the same teacher Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights. We work 4 nights a week. It works best if they are regular, come all the time.
Sure.
If you could come Monday and Wednesday, and a friend in your department teaching English could come Tuesday and Thursday, we do that some. But they don't build the relationships.
No.
That the one that comes 4 nights does. There's something about being there when they need them,
mm-hmm.
instead of having to wait to see somebody they want to see. But we do some of that because we can't fill them the other way. We use a few people once in a while in a specialty area that we can't get from the teachers at school.
Oh.
But I try to stay with the teachers because I think that relationship, having a friend on that campus, is worth more than the tutoring.
But like what special areas? What would you do?
For example, for 2 years we couldn't find anyone that wanted to teach bookkeeping. A bookkeeper from the school that wanted to come to the dorms, and lots of the kids are in this class. Because all those guys keep books for somebody. You know, they're busy.
Oh, I see what you mean. I see. Okay.
Finally got an old buddy playing ball when I was coaching a freshman at the university. He's in one of our schools, a bookkeeper, teaching bookkeeping, and his health isn't as good as it used to be, and he quit doing some of that, and he came down and helped us 2 nights a week this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You find ways.
And now that's the teacher response. What about the student response to this?
This year has been lousy. We have been very unsuccessful this year. The 2 previous years, our tutors were kept quite busy in all the dorms. This year, in the boys' dorm, we had a lousy response. We finally took them out at semester. We run out of money anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But we would have taken them out had we had sufficient funds, because the kiddos were not using them. Something has happened that I don't understand. I know many of these kids don't have the close contact that I did have, but I still have some friends in the group. Last year I could walk down that hall and kids would say, "Hi, Mr. Caton." I'd go in, sit down in the bunk and shoot the breeze, and next thing you know, you're counseling, you've got a kid out tutoring and doing some good. This year I walked down the hall and closed the door. I have a feeling that something is going on, that authorities, figures would not like, and that these kids, even those that I thought I had a relationship with, they still do not trust Johnny Cape. Maybe something like that's happening. I don't know. There can be another possibility. For many years in the BIA dormitories and schools, things went almost in a military fashion. You know? They called rolls, you stood in line, you stood at attention, you marched, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Kids had to be in there, sitting at their study desk at 8 p.m. till 9 p.m. with their feet under the desk and both hands on the table and a book here and a light right here, and, you know, just like this. Okay, kids were still running off, you know, going home, getting frozen to death, going home, this sort of thing.
One year ago.
They started.